scary for kids.
Crazy Lady. Crazy Lady Bob had been out in the woods all day hunting for deer. When he got back to his little cabin, it was almost dark. He was shocked to find the front door standing open. Cautiously, he crept in the cabin. I was surprised to see a young lady standing in front of the fireplace. She was the most beautiful girl he'd ever seen. She had a really pretty face, long brown hair that came down to her shoulders. She was wearing a white vest that was tied to her stomach and a pair of blue jeans that ascended her curves. The young lady said her name was Jessica and she was lost. She had come out to the woods to stay at her father's lodge, but wandered off and couldn't find her way back. She said she had spent all day wandering in the forest trying to find help. Bob said he would help her, but it was too late to go walking through the woods. She would have to stay the night in his cabin, and in the morning he would lead her back to her father's lodge. Jessica thanked him and offered to cook him dinner in return for his kindness. Over dinner they talked for a while, and Bob was glad to have company. He didn't meet many ladies living alone as he did in his little cabin in the woods. Eventually, Jessica started to get sleepy. It was almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Bob told her she should take his bed. He would sleep in a chair. Climbed into bed, fully dressed, and before long was sleeping soundly. She looked like she needed a rest. Bob watched her as she slept. He thought she was one of the most gorgeous girls he'd ever seen. He wondered if she could fall in love with a man like him. She was the kind of woman he longed for all his life. Young, brown-haired and beautiful. Jessica slept on the bed. He sat in a chair listening to music on the radio. He kept the volume low so he couldn't wake Jessica. Then, just as he was dozing off, the music on the radio was interrupted by a local news broadcast. Porter said the police were confirming the area in search of a prisoner who escaped from the state hospital for criminally insane. Bob's ears picked up. Porter said the woman who escaped was armed and dangerous. She had been convicted of grisly murders of her husband and 4 other men and sent to prison. Psychologists who examined her declared her mentally ill. She was transferred to state hospital for criminally insane. However, as she had been transported, she managed to appeal to the guards. Using a knife he stolen from the prison cafeteria, he stabbed her to death and escaped to the woods. Police have been searching for a whole day. Radio they gave a description of the crazy lady. She's 5'4", 26 years old, brunette and very attractive. Wearing a prison uniform when she escaped, they said she probably tried to steal other clothes, some clothes, disguise herself. The police warned people, be on the lookout for the crazy lady. Advise anyone who came across her to keep the distance. Bob's blood froze as he looked at Jessica, lying there peacefully on his bed. She fit the description perfectly. Young, brunette, beautiful and completely insane. She was a escaped maniac that the police were looking for. He's sure of it. He's so sure of something else too. She planned to kill him while he slept. He wasn't going to let that happen. He knew what he had to do. Suddenly Bob jumped out of his chair, threw open the front door of the cabin. Jessica woke, frightened, and looked at him, a confused expression on her face. He grabbed her by the poor hair, pulling her out of the bed and began dragging her towards the door. She started screaming, her arms failed wildly, trying to catch hold of him. Managed to wrestle her to the front door. Then, with a mighty heave, he threw her out into darkness. Landed on the grass outside, immediately jumped up and came running back towards the door. Bob slammed the wooden door shut, and just enough time to lock and bolt it, she slammed into it. He braced himself against the door, expecting her to break it down at any moment. Could hear her outside pounding on the cabin door with her fists, kicking it with her boots and shouting at him to let her in. Then he heard a scream and his ears spritting shriek and made him shiver, sound like a howl of a crazed animal. A sound that would only be made by a person who was completely sane. There was a moment of horrible silence. He heard nothing shifting and moving about outside the wooden door, shaking with fear, ready for anything. And while he noticed a thin trickle of blood coming under the door, soon it turned to a pool of blood, flowing across the floor at his feet. Gathering his wits about him, Bob slowly opened the front door and was horrified by the fact we found Jessica was lying there. A pool of blood, a large knife was sticking out of her head. She was completely naked, her eyes were glazed over. His mind raced as he tried to understand the strange scene lay before him. Stranger still was a neat puddle of blue clothing, with sticking on the grass beside Jessica's bed body. Reaching over the dead corpse, he picked up the blue clothes. Turning them over in his hands, he realised blue uniform. And there's some black lettering pinned back on it, on the back. He read State Hospital, criminally sane. He fell to his knees inside the dead, beside the dead girl's body as he finally understood what had happened. The crazy lady had murdered Jessica for her clothes.